Will Cannon with Ag Leader Technology, and my position is I'm a product specialist for Seed Command, which is our planter lineup for Ag Leader.
When we're here at the Iowa Power Farming Show. You just gave a talk here to the farmers about the hydraulic downforce, which is the big new thing here for Ag Leader. You started out explaining why hydraulic downforce is a big deal.
Yeah, well, downforce in general is a big deal on planters. There's more and more research out there that's showing the effect that we have when we manage it poorly on our planters. And so Ag Leader is getting into that market and trying to help customers to manage downforce on their planter. And our solution has been a hydraulic downforce system, which allows us to react very, very quickly. I mean, 1 second or less to adjust to the conditions in the field. And so we feel really good about the product that we got coming out for customers.
That seems to be the number one big deal about this. The number one advantage is the response time difference, and you're demonstrating that in the booth as well. Tell us, what is the difference between a hydraulic as compared to the airbag system?
Yeah, well, again, with our hydraulic system, we can fully adjust pressure from zero pressure to full downforce in about 1 second or less. And airbag systems, because of some of the limitations with airbags themselves, it takes much longer. You know, upwards of 20 or 30 seconds is what we've seen from our research. So if you think about with a 24-row planter at 5 mile an hour, that's upwards of a quarter of an acre planted before the system can get itself adjusted. So that 1 second's a big deal out in the field.
And where this pays off for the farmer is the consistent planting depth as they go through the field then, right?
Yeah, consistent planting depth, making sure that seed's getting planted at a depth where it's got good moisture and has the best opportunity to emerge. But doing all that with the least amount of downforce needed so that we can hopefully prevent as much soil compaction as possible and give that plant the best opportunity for its roots to get out and grow in the soil.
Now, you said there's three different parts to the system. Tell us what those are.
Yeah, so there's an electronic component to it with our display and with what we call the gauge wheel sensor, which is measuring how much weight is carried by the gauge wheels on the planter. And then there's the hydraulic actuator that's on the row unit that's applying the downforce. And so that's a really big part of it, and that's what allows it to react so quickly. And then there's the hydraulic valve that's adjusting the hydraulic pressure on the system that's adjusting the downforce applied.
Now, as far as putting this on a planter that you have, now you're working with, we can do this pretty easily with John Deere and Kinze, correct?
Yeah, for spring of 2013, we've got it available for the John Deere planters, the MaxEmerge 2 row units, all the way up through the latest XP and XP Pro, and also on the Kinze 3000 series row units, it's available. And we've got plans already for testing on White and Case IH planters, and expect to have those available for spring of 2014.
Well, and as I was watching the demonstration there at your booth, and I asked about it, I said, what kind of response are you getting from farmers? And they said, well, first of all, they don't believe it. They see the difference in the response time. The second question is, how much?
Yeah, it's pretty astonishing when you see airbags next to the hydraulic, how fast it is. And so it grips customers really fast. They can see the benefit immediately. And so, yeah, there's more cost with the hydraulic system, but the reward is there for it as well. So the system on John Deere planters with airbags is about $850 a row, and on John Deere planters without airbags or Kinze planters, it's about $1,300 a row for the actuator and brackets and everything they'd need.
Have you calculated return on investment and how long it would take for a farmer to get back that investment?
Yeah, it's a little hard to predict because I think different customers are going to run into different conditions in their field they're trying to manage. Some customers, it's all going to be about lightening up the planter and getting rid of downforce. And other guys, it's going to be that they need more downforce on the planter. So it's a little hard. But there's some good research, university research out there that says it's about 10 to 15 bushel an acre. And so, you know, with today's crop prices, you know, that's a pretty fast return on the investment. So
very good. Well, here at Iowa Power Farming Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman, and once again, you can find out more about the hydraulic downforce from Ag Leader Technology on their website, agleader.com. Here at the Iowa Power Farming Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.